Welcome to the Ordinary Council meeting for the month of February. And I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Palawa Pakana, Tasmanian Aboriginal community, as traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Lutruwita that provides them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. I did fail to welcome everyone to this meeting. Welcome to council and senior staff and members of the public gallery. Item two is apologies and applications for leave of absence. Councillor Geard has requested leave of absence. He's stuck in Queensland. Someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor Murtagh. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 3 is confirmation of minutes. And item 3.1 is confirmation of minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 21st of January. They are submitted to us for confirmation. Is there any questions or any errors? If there aren't any, can I ask for someone to move? Moved by Councillor Whelan, seconded by Councillor McMaster. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Thank you. Item 3.2 is a Planning Authority meeting held on the 4th of February. Are there any amendments or any discussion? If not, can I say someone move? Moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor Ryans. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. And item 3.3 is the Park and Recreation Committee held on the 4th of February. Is there any amendments or questions on those minutes? If not, can I have someone move? Moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor Curran. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 4 is Declaration of Interest. Anyone wish to declare an interest on anything on the agenda this evening? No interests have been declared. Item 5 is public question time with deputations. There aren't any. Item 6 is reports from council, and item 6.1 is the Mayor's communications. Has anyone got any questions in regards to any of those items?
Yeah. Jordan River Community Shed.
No.
I was there and Mr.
I wasn't.
Was there. I don't know whether that was the same meeting. But
no, it wasn't. Phil, I wasn't there. I take it out of my diary and I obviously didn't check, so I do apologise. I certainly was not there. So we'll just remove
that. Move that amendment.
Thanks. Moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor Whelan. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 6.2 is reports from council representatives. Are there any reports from councillors?
Yeah, just to say, I'd actually forgotten about it till Councillor Owen brought it up, but it was, yeah, we were both at the Jordan River Community Workshed Community Consultation. Basically, they've got 9 members at this stage when there are men's sheds thriving by the sound of it all over Tasmania and doing really, really well. So this was basically a meeting to try and put some ideas together on how they can shift forward. I think it went really well and it was very well attended by some people who I think can certainly help. But, I mean, the biggest one for me was the fact that I'd never heard of it, and I've lived here for a very long time, and I was actually looking for somewhere to learn some basic woodworking skills and end up doing an online course because I couldn't find anything nearby, and this would have been absolutely perfect. I really think that the basics for them will just be to put themselves out there so people know that it's there first up, and a few little tweaks like a free session first up before you commit to $100. And a few things like that, but I mean, I think the main thing is they are so valuable to a community and people getting together, and probably do need a bit of rebranding where there's a men's day and a women's day and a family day or whatever it may be, but certainly a little working group's been formed to work through some of that, but certainly anything that the council could do to help promote them or promote to people in our municipality that it's there, I think would be of great benefit to them. I'm very glad I went along.
Pretty well covered. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Councillor Owen. Someone prepared to move, please. Moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconder. Councillor Whelan, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 7 is miscellaneous correspondence, and we received feedback from provided feedback to the Office of Local Government on the 6th of February in regards to the Local Government Priority Reform Program. That correspondence was included in our agenda. Item 8 is notification of council workshops. There was one council workshop in the previous month held on the 4th of February, and those in attendance and apologies have been noted. Item 9 is notice on motion. There are no notices on motion. Item 10 is consideration of supplementary items. There are no supplementary items. Item 11 is reports from committee. And item 11.1 is the Park and Recreation Committee from the 4th of February. And that is that the recommendations of that committee held on the 4th of February are submitted to council for adoption. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, can I have someone move? Moved by Councillor Irons, seconded by Councillor McMaster. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Thank you. Carried. Item 12 is Council acting as a planning authority. There are no planning items on tonight's agenda. Item 13 is petitions, and item 13.1 is a petition, Stanfield Drive, Old Beach, dual access. We obviously all received an email today asking for that petition to be withdrawn. I've sought advice from James. He's indicated that we will still accept the petition, but the action will be we'll take no action. Is that?
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think under the Act, we received a petition, so we've listed it on the agenda, but as you can see from my response in there, the recommendation was effectively no further action in any case, so I think we're following due process, and it's it shouldn't make any difference to the petitioner.
And I would imagine too that that was from the organiser that asked for it to be withdrawn, but there were certainly another many signatures on that petition which haven't asked for it to be withdrawn.
Exactly.
So item 13.1, the recommendation is, or is there any discussion, debate or questions?
No. Yeah, there is a question. The appropriate recommendation or motion then is as there, or do you add the bit about we acknowledge the fact that it was attempted to be withdrawn?
My advice would just be to receive it and no further action. I think without further consultation, as the Mayor pointed out, has been a request from the community member who submitted it, but I'd be a little bit nervous about removing it fully without discussion with all the signatories. But I think, in effect, you know, there's a line drawn under it now anyway. It's no further action. And it's no secret to anyone that there were these issues raised by the community, so I can't see any harm done in us just receiving the petition and recommending no further action.
I'll move that the petition be received and no further action taken.
Thanks, Councillor Owen. That was moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor McMaster.
Just a quick query, if I could do that. Just through Alex, was there an appeal lodged at this stage in regards to that development?
Through you, Chair, no, not at this stage.
That's all right. Is there any discussion or debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14 is officers' reports, and item 14.1 is the restoration of the Jerry sculpture. Hand over to
I'm happy
James.
To speak to this one. So this is as well as some other community members, but predominantly led by the Cafe Connections group a while ago, we were requested to remove the sculpture that was in poor repair and with a longer term view to restoring it. Through that time, we've been holding it at the depot pending a bit of a plan for its future. The bridge team have consulted with community members as well, including Cafe Connections, as has our team, and there's enthusiasm whole round for the restoration and for it to be installed down in the waterfront precinct around the new bridge, probably nearby the artwork that they're commissioning as part of the bridge project as well. Ange, our community development manager, is meeting with Cafe Connections again next week to talk about exact locations that State Growth are proposing. But effectively, this is, we have the quote for the restoration. We have $20,000 a year in our public art budget, of which we haven't spent any. And officers believe this is a good spend for this year's budget, basically, something that has a bit of history to it and seems to be broad support at this stage for repairing it and installing it down in that precinct.
Thanks, James. Councillors, any questions?
I've got a question, James. Would it not be more appropriate for it to be located closer to where it was originally constructed?
Yeah.
And on that, just a follow-up question or extending that, who made the decision that it should go down there?
Well, as far as I'm aware, there hasn't been a decision at this stage, but there's certainly a lot of conversations. State Growth have approached council about that, and community development team have been talking with Cafe Connections, as I said. There's nothing concrete about it. That's the way it's moving. I guess people have different views. If councils have a strong view about it, that's something we can explore. I think in any case, there's general consensus that it should be restored and reinstalled. So that's effectively what this is recommending.
Anybody else? I'd move the motion that we leave out of the recommendation in the new Bridgewater Bridge precinct at this stage and leave that open, approve everything else and the expenditure. And on that basis, I'll get a seconder and then I'll talk
to it. I'd be happy to support that. I'll second that.
Thank you. That's moved by Councillor Owen, which is as per the recommendation with the deletion of in the new Bridgewater Bridge precinct.
Mayor, I believe the sculpture should be located in a position that's closest practicable to the original location. And I'm thinking in front of the Civic Centre might be more appropriate. It's public due to its accessibility. It's a safe area. It's under constant visual surveillance from public passing motorists and the new police station. And I think it will, if it's too far away from the action, it will get vandalised again. And I would thought it'd be more appropriate to have it closer to where it was originally erected.
Thanks, Councillor Owen. Councillor Murtagh, do you wish to speak to the motion?
Look, I agree with what Councillor Owen said here. In regards to the location, my opinion would be to wait until our bridge, our artworks and that with the bridge is done and then decide where it would actually fit and see who in community and what community actually wants at the end of the day.
Thank you. Councillors, anything good? Councillor Ryan?
Yeah, the one thing, I'm not sure of the history of it particularly, so it might be sort of more aware of it. So we built in 2007, that by 2025, or probably earlier by the sound of it when it was moved, needs $20,000. Like, does that just happen again? It's just a lot of sculptures and statues and stuff like that. They don't need any work for a long, long, long time. It's looking at more regular maintenance, means you don't have to do a complete overhaul and move it and that sort of thing. I don't know, in my mind, $20,000, you know what, while I'm absolutely going to back the motion. I just think we've got to keep in the back of our mind, if it's about community art and stuff, it's about getting kids out there to, you know, do things on walls that are normally graffitied and find a different, you know, passion as compared to something like this. It's just, it is a lot of dollars, but again, if it's a part of history here, and I would agree with Councillor Owen and Councillor Murtagh that having it in the right spot's important, and that should be maybe discussed a bit more, especially if those sort of dollars are being spent on it. Do we know what sort of cost it would be to build something like that, just through interest, or do we pay for it in the first instance? Or
through you, Chair. Councillors probably know better than me, but I think it was part of the state government scheme for public art when the buildings were built there at Greenpoint, the government tenancies, and the government, I think it's 2% of a policy, 2% of a capital project goes into public art.
Sure.
You can see the cost of escalated, like as everything has. There's definitely a reasonable number of people in the local community that hold a real warmth towards that sculpture. But you know, listening to the conversation tonight, we could, if you wanted to add into the motion or us just do it, make sure there's some sort of process that councillors are part of or invited to be part of regarding discussions about future location.
Can I just add a note that piece of art falls in with this other piece of art around Hobart but made by the same person?
Oh, sure.
It's part of a trail. The jockey's outside next to where the new ambulance station is on the Brook Highway, outside the Moona Arts Fest building. Outside the Moona post office, it's all part of that sculpture.
Is that the same one?
And I think Robert Rockefeller may have commissioned and paid for a lot of the expense originally, and that's why it was where it was.
Yeah, so that's also worth noting. It didn't actually belong to us. It effectively does now. The shopping centre owners were consulted at the time, and they were requested to, you know, do it up themselves, but there wasn't any appetite or will, and then from community sentiment was when council agreed previously to remove it, hold it in safe storage, and come up with a plan to restore it.
And there's a lot of people asking about it too.
Mr. Mayor, can I just ask a couple more questions?
Yes.
The public art strategy, do we normally sort of spread that over a few of people and projects, or historically sort of?
Yeah, it's effectively it's twofold, I guess. It's there for councillors to use for things that come up in the year. It is very broad, so yeah, we council could choose to apply that to events, for example. It's probably broader than traditional public art or physical things. It's meant to be there for cultural activities and so on as well. But probably, I think there's just been so much else going on this year that nothing else has come up in that area. Plus, a lot of the other cultural activities have been funded from, they've had funding from elsewhere, so there hasn't been that same need. But no, it's very broad. So this has come up, and we've just looked at, well, where have we got money in the budget that is appropriate, and we're well into the year and that hasn't been touched, and so we've just jumped on that. But it certainly doesn't have to be that way.
Is there anywhere else in the budget where we do have a bit of room to fit it in?
We could spread it other places. I guess another budget item where there things like this can fit is promotion of the municipality. And there's definitely some money still there if councillors wanted to spread it across different items to maintain some in here.
Okay. Any further questions, councillor? Sorry, not questions. Any further debate?
I guess I have a question, if that's okay. We've received one quote in the agenda papers. Is this the best quote of multiple, or is it the only quote we've received?
I'm probably not best placed to answer that without Ange here, but
I chat with Ange about this before, and because it's like it's a particular mosaic thing, it's better that like the Woodward people do it because they are skilled in that. So I asked the same thing. I said, oh, this is a lot of money. And yeah, it's, I think art is a very particular thing with people. So I'm not an artist, but yeah, I think you'd need somebody that's skilled in that type of art.
A particular set of skills.
Yeah.
It's not basic putting the tiles on it, just making it look like dairy. There's a lot of waterproofing, all that sort of stuff that goes in there.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Councillors, anything further? If not, we have a motion which has been moved by Councillor Owen and seconded by Councillor Murtagh, as amended on the screen. I'll put that to the vote. Or would you like to close, Councillor Owen?
No, thanks, Mayor. I think we've discussed it.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.2 is a review of the customer service charter. Hand over to Janine. There are no questions. There's a recommendation on page 13 of our agenda that we adopt the customer service charter. Moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor Curran. I'll put the motion. Oh, sorry, would you like to speak for?
No need, really, other than to say thank you to the officers for inserting some plain English into what was a pretty difficult to read document by some in the community.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Curran, anything? Nothing further. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.3 is the council policy reviews. And once again, I'll hand over to Janine.
Churches not paying rates, that's a standard thing across all councils? Yeah.
That's in the local government act, I believe. So they have to, I think they write in
each year
to
ask for that. Yeah. Does that also include sort of other meeting places? We have a lot of groups now that probably aren't churches that sort of have meeting places. And do we... No, I was thinking more.
There's like a temple that.
Yeah.
St. George's.
I'm not sure I'd have to find out. I can take that on notice. I imagine that it would be the same. But yeah, I would like to resume.
We'll get back to you on that one after the meeting, but it from memory, it does. I can't remember the exact term, but it does have that religious, spiritual.
There is a catch-all sort of thing. Okay. Yep. Thank you. I think it was in relation to planning appeals. 7.5. Okay. think it was in relation to if, try and get this right, if the officers put forward a recommendation, we provide a different decision, and then it goes to mediation, what feedback comes back to councillors? I think we've got here that it's sort of left up to you as the CEO, James, to make a decision through that mediation process, but obviously there'd be some feedback to councillors.
Mm. Yeah. So we've tried to tackle this in the past with dealing with it at the initial decision point of the appeal through me, either with council being given the delegation for that one, or making a commitment to councillors to come back to them at certain points.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one to be all out.
There's a lot of scenarios.
Because of the timeframes and so on that you apply to. So there kind of needs to be a default delegation, but there also needs to be, a transparency and a trust that if there's a clear element to one where the council should be involved, that there's an onus on me to communicate back with councillors through whatever forum we can do that, given the timeframes and whether that's formal or informal.
I don't know. Whether we've just talked about it now is enough to cover that rather than changing the policy.
Yeah, it's a tricky one with the decision mechanisms and the timing.
We have in the past had two decisions where council went against the planner's recommendations. One, I was appointed sort of a mediator between council staff and councillors. So basically getting all the information is transferred to councillors, getting an opinion back, and then obviously forwarding that opinion on whether councillors were happy to go ahead. Councillor Della Torre, I think you were appointed when the IGA supermarket was rejected.
Correct.
And that went obviously to mediation. Once again, Councillor Della Torre was that conduit between councillors and staff and legal representation and planners that we appointed. So does that sort of follows on? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've really handled it quite well in those couple of situations where there have been decisions against recommendations.
Yeah.
Yeah. So councillors have always had that ability to receive feedback from one of their own.
With that, just that discussion. There was one other thing. If we as a planning authority change or add conditions to a permit, even though it's been recommended by the staff, it's not a substantial change. Whether that necessarily requires us to sort of avoid using the staff in a hearing type process. Is that what the policy sort of says?
Sorry, can you repeat that? Didn't quite follow that.
I think it's the third point. Where council decision is contrary to an officer recommendation, third point, decides to grant subject to different conditions. I think we could have some fairly minor changes to a permit, which doesn't really change the outcome of the permit. Whether, Is that then a catalyst for sort of not using the staff to an appeal process?
It does say we'll not require. So I think we've got some flexibility there. But it's what that's trying to address is obviously if a professional officer has given their recommendation and opinion, it's not reasonable to then force them to defend a contrary decision.
No.
I think if I understand you correctly, what you're getting at is a mediation might be like, we just fix this one condition.
Some
matters resolved.
Changes or conditions.
And that's not necessarily a professional issue for that staff member.
We quite often change conditions, probably on most applications we see.
Yeah. But it's saying we will not require planning officer.
Yep.
So,
I understand.
Yeah.
Anything further? If not, we have a recommendation on page 15 to adopt policies that are listed and rescind policies are listed under item two. Someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor McMaster. Is there any discussion or debate?
Once again, great to see policies moving to a simpler format. Lots of updates in the ones that we're keeping, and consolidation is always welcome. So thanks again for the work.
Thanks, Councillor Della Torre. Is there anything further? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.4 is a master plan project for Pontville Park Precinct. Hand over to James.
Thank you, Mayor. So I've already foreshadowed this one, but basically we've discussed this previously, that there's a bit more of an urgency on clarifying our long-term vision for this precinct than maybe we were aware of or maybe we believed a year or so ago. So given that it's not in this year's budget and it's a significant project, I'm seeking council's approval to bring that project forward into this financial year, and I have just made it subject to capacity and the ability to obtain suitable consultants as well. It's simply that's what it is. We'll try and get it moving a bit quicker.
Thanks, James. Councillors, any questions of James? Councillor Della Torre.
If I may, just on the wording of the motion, thanks, Mr. Mayor. In the case where our budget position or staff capacity or suitably qualified consultants aren't available, where do we stand then with this motion? Would we need to move an alternate motion at a later date? Or?
Well, look, I think we would be including it in our draft budget, mm-hmm. which will come to council over the next 2 or 3 months anyway, because it's likely to, it's going to carry over. So there's, you know, this project will take more than 4 or 5 months to be completed, I would imagine, given how others go. So there's probably part of it paid for this year and part of it next. So we'd be recommending that when we come to council with the draft budget. So if council also approve that part of the budget, then it's sort of locked in that regard anyway.
Perfect.
It's just that we can do really minor things that aren't obviously flagged in the budget under broader items, but something of this scale we want to seek council's approval for.
Yep. Sensible approach.
Councillor Mayor, I've got a question. I'm just wondering where this current council's, where's that money is at the moment, what it was earmarked for?
Well, this is just additional money. So myself, and I'm very confident our corporate director is as well, we feel like we're travelling pretty well this year. So we're tracking to make a surplus this year. So we're certainly happy to add an extra item. We're also probably some of the items that fit in this kind of category, like master plans at Lennox Park and Tivoli, they're likely to run into the next financial year as well. So we probably won't make the 100% payments against those projects in this financial year. So if you balance that out, you can add, for example, 50% into this, because we're probably going to be only paying 50% and the rest of those carried over. But in any case, the macro view, in our view, we're in a comfortable position to bring a project forward because we're tracking well on budget holistically for the year. Tracking
so
pretty well.
None of the other proposed master plans or projects are being held up? Or?
They've been sent out, so they're ahead of this one.
Oh, very good.
They are.
Excellent.
I'm not sure if we've had any submissions yet, but they are out, ready to go. And no, it won't. Definitely not. Those ones have got the jump on this one. But, yeah, look, I think it's been fairly clear with, you know, from outside in as well as inside, that we want to sort of get council in a position where there's a clearer vision for that site, because we're getting ideas and things thrown at us, and we can't really give an educated answer of yes or no or maybe, because we don't really know what fits on the site. We don't really know what we can have confidence in terms of which sports make sense, at what scale, what type of facilities, until we do a fairly big piece of work, including the regional sports infrastructure study, which should go out to consultants this week as well for the Greater Hobart group. So I think if we... There's a lot of energy with us all to do this, but I think if we put in this work, and we should be in a position to really do it well and do it properly, plan it out.
Good to hear, CEO. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Rowan.
Councillor Whelan.
Mr Mayor, thanks. James, is it possible that we could probably have the brief that goes to consultants released to us and maybe to the wider public, just to quieten some of that noise? Just to, is that possible?
You yeah, absolutely.
Front, so we, there's and no hidden agenda sort of thing. But it's,
No, that's I don't have an issue with that. I'm just thinking what we also might do. We won't do it necessarily formally with a workshop, but we might just send out an email to you all, a bit like we did with the local area plan. What do you guys think are the key issues? What do you want to make sure is considered? We've got a big list already, because I think you know, there's about 100 different ideas in the last couple of years, but we do want to capture it all, and we're familiar with a whole lot of existing issues and potential future issues on site. We want to look at all those as well. So, yeah, we'll send an email out, but feel free to start throwing those ideas at us, as we should make sure that we address everything in this process, so that it'll probably be quite a difficult process, but we need to go through that to make it easier in the long term, I think.
Thank you.
Councillors, anything further? If not, we have a recommendation on page 18 that we endorse the commencement of the master plan project subject to those dot points. So I want to move. Moved by Councillor Irons, seconded by Councillor Curran. Is there any discussion or debate?
I'll just back up. I think the CEO said exactly what I was going to say. The amount of things that have cropped up, cricket pitches to and their shows, and then something might be netball, and it could be an AFL performance centre. Who knows? I think it absolutely needs a plan, because that could also lead to, obviously, a solid plan might lead to other grant opportunities and funding opportunities as well. Absolutely. So no, I think it's a really good idea. I really, that could be such a vibrant, important, I mean, it already is, but I think it could be even more so for our region. And I'm not going to harp on about how important sports things are for the community, but, you know, a place where people are really gathering together, it's half the work's done. So I think, plan's very overdue.
Thanks.
Well, I only endorse what Councillor Irons has just said, and what the CEO said. I couldn't agree more. I think there's so many things that could happen down there that have such potential, so I think it really does need to be looked at.
Thank you. Anything further? If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.5 is the Urban Precincts and Partnerships Grant Scheme, offered by the Committee of Greater Hobart. Quite exciting. Hand over to James.
It's just another example of me creating more work for already overworked staff. No, this one is it's a slightly unusual concept, I guess. So as you know, we're a member of the Committee for Greater Hobart, not to be confused with the Greater Hobart Committee. It's a completely different thing. So they are a non-government organisation. They have a number of members, and they've, I guess, come into existence through a frustration and a motivation to have an entity that looks at the future of Greater Hobart without parochialism or competition between councils, without the, I guess, restraints of state government, and tries to look at it from that perspective. They, as an entity, are quite keen to make a submission to this federal grant process. GHD are one of their founding members, so they've been looking at this pro bono on behalf of the committee. They've looked across Greater Hobart. From what I understand, they did have a look at the transport corridor in Glenorchy, and they've also heard us talking a lot about the opportunities around the bridge precinct, and that it'd be really great for the state and councils to have a shared vision of how to maximise that as a community outcome and not get to a situation where the bridge is finished and we don't have a shared vision of what that whole precinct looks like and how it develops, and including the parcels that are owned by the state in there. So they've settled on our Bridgewater Bridge precinct is what they think would be a really good project. So they've approached us. We've sort of said that's great, really enthusiastic, but we've got no money to contribute and no staff resources in the short term, the next month or two. And they've effectively said, fine, we take the lead. It will provide information that we've submitted to other grants and so on. With their idea being, and as you can see from the name of the grant, it's meant to be about partnerships, that council and the state government would be a partner. And in fact, this particular grant scheme, the state government has to be the recipient of funds, which is one of the really attractive things about it from my perspective, because we've found it really difficult to get state growth and the state government to think about this precinct and to engage with us and to come up with a plan even just for their land. So if we were able to get them to partner on this grant and them actually be the recipient of funds, then it forces them to engage and be involved, which is really what needs to happen in that area, because we could go and do a plan, but we couldn't implement it without state growth and the state government accepting and embracing that with all their land that is involved there. So it is a bit of an unusual approach, though it is, as I say, how this grant scheme is structured. It's about partnerships between different tiers of government and different entities. I think it's pretty low risk. This is there's two tranches in this. So the first tranche, stream one, is about master planning and so on, which is what this is. Tranche two is where there's some really serious money involved for successful grant applicants, up to $50 million, and that's about the enabling infrastructure. So in an absolute perfect world, we would do the master planning partnership and through that grant, and then we'd be in a really good position to have a crack at stream two in partnership with the state government and the committee. That may not happen, but it's low risk. If we are able to secure the grant and do the first stage, then we don't lose anything. That's about it. Does anyone have any questions? So from today, if council support it, I'll let the committee know and they'll beaver away and do their work. I'll also get in touch with the Secretary of State Growth on behalf of council to say the council's supported this approach. I know the committee will be approaching ministers and him as well, but I'll make an approach from council as well.
Yep. That answers the question I was going to ask Mr. Mayor, but there hasn't been any interest shown by the government at this stage to enter into any of these partnerships?
No.
No.
I think the only other thing I'd say on that is sometimes a different approach like this might be in some ways easier for the government, or might be more compelling to some government ministers than one of the 29 councils harassing them about a partnership. It might be seen as something a bit different, but yeah, in any case, it's worth a try.
Certainly looks to be a novel approach.
I would assume that because the federal government is actually giving him money to do the master plan, it's not really an impost on the state government as far as dollars and cents is concerned.
Well, I think I'm obviously oversimplifying things here, but if I was in state government, I would see the $50 million that you can get potentially from the federal government and be looking at the state's portfolio of land in that precinct and maximising the value of that, upzoning it all and potentially getting a lot of infrastructure paid for. If it all went to plan, the state would do very, very nicely out of it. So in our view, it's a great opportunity for the state.
It's almost a South Brighton 2.0.
Well, potentially much bigger and better even. So.
3.0. Councillors, anything further? If not, can I have someone move? Moved by Councillor McMaster, seconded by Councillor Curran. Any discussion or debate?
No.
If not?
Well, could be very exciting.
Yeah, very good.
I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carry. Thank you. Item 14.6 is the annual plan 24-25. It's a progress update, and probably hand over to the Chief Executive Officer again.
Thank you, Mayor.
You've been busy tonight, James.
Yeah. I won't rabbit on too much because I've talked enough already, but only just to summarise that I think we're all really happy with how things are going. There's a lot going on at the moment, but it is it's a positive energy at the moment, and it's really pleasing to see the diversity of activity in the municipality. Had busy times in the past, but it's been very residential centric, and it's nice to see that the activity is a lot more broad at the moment. As a council, we're tracking really well all the trends and metrics. It's sort of, I think we're all quite confident that they're getting a bit better year on year, so we feel like, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement and a long way to go, but definitely on the right track across the board. So other than that, if there's any questions on anything specific, I'll make sure I delegate them as quickly as possible.
Councillors, anything? Any questions on that update? If not, we have a recommendation on page 23 that the annual plan progress update be received. Moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor McMaster. Discussion or debate?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I think I'd echo the sentiments of the CEO and congratulate staff on the great work they're doing towards achieving our goals.
Thank you. Is there anything further? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 15 is questions on notice. There are no questions on notice for this meeting. And we'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much.